mothers and there are sons. There are planes in the heavens above. There is dirt and there is mud. There is hurting and there is love.
I always tell people I have one skill in life, and that is music.
Morrison was born and raised in Wareham.
They call it the gateway to Cape Cod, but I tell people I'm from Cape Cod because I think, you know, it's close enough.
What type of musician would you say you are?
A country singer-songwriter. I think a lot of us battle with, you know, nobody wants to put their art in a box. But that's the simplest description, I think.
She notes that being a successful songwriter is being perceptive.
There is comfort and there is warmth. There is shelter from every storm. There is hope and there is light.
I think that the lesson there is that when you write, you want to write a story that's compelling and that other people can feel and relate to. And so even if it is an easy subject matter, it's one that a lot of people can relate to.
Now, speaking of interesting subject matters, how is coronavirus for subject?
It's a sore subject, Queen. I lost an entire year of touring because of this. The financial impact is pretty devastating. And it's already a business when you're an indie musician where you're really working hard to make ends meet. So it was already hard before. A lot of my musician friends, we've just been trying to knock it down because it's really easy right now to get down and wonder, like, why did we choose this for a career when it's going to be really hard for us to recover?
How has your art changed, or how are you reapplying yourself to fit into this new age?
You know, we all had to kind of adapt to performing online, which is its own learning curve, right? And for many of us, the most important part of performing is the interaction with people, and you don't get that. I had somebody say to me, you know, she was trying to understand my business and trying to help me, and she said, well, how do you make money? I said, you know, I don't know anymore how we do, because we're so reliant on tips, and we're all trying to figure this out. It's just so hard. And the main income for most musicians is ticket sales to concerts, and selling merchandise is secondary. And then you've got your online streaming, and they pay you so little, you know, you just get a fraction of a penny per play. And it was like overnight we all had to adapt our businesses to trying to rely on the streaming income. And I don't know the answer to your question, Queen. It's just, we're all just trying to figure it out.
Have you, at any particular moment throughout this journey, doubted yourself and what you do and whether you should continue on in this path?
Yes. It's been hard to keep going at this and not abandon it for something that's maybe more reliable. But I think that people need art and we need independent musicians. And so it's an important job. And if you know other independent artists out there, remind them that they're important and that their voices are important and that what they do is important, because we're trying to remind ourselves every day.
While we smile, somebody sighs. My darling, open your eyes.